sun gone down. Moon begin to rise. See the sun gone down.
shining if you're ready. When do I can see the moon and I see myself near? You can take a road that takes you to the stars. Now I can take a road that'll see me through. I can take a road that'll see me through.
Habit of sticking your nose in where it's not wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ruined my take, kid. I never do two takes.
I didn't know it was a film.
Hurry it up! I'm freezing!
I'm sorry for interrupting. I won't disturb you any longer.
We'll skip the whipping. Let's move on to the blowjob. Where's the masked masochist? Oh, Christ! That's all I need, his cart! Didn't you realize you were sitting on his face?
Well, I felt a bit uncomfortable, but I thought it was my hemorrhoids.
What the hell? Maybe I can sell it as a snuff movie.
Well, you'll have to find a substitute. I don't do self-abuse.
No worries, Daisy. I know just the guy.
Call boss.
I'm Connie.
Connie can go to hell. And if I find that I need some help, I'm gonna pull out my chastity belt. What it is I've got to do? Yeah.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
This bitch
call this bitch
right there.
He said he thinks he's Stokes and making a reservation at a motel there.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
Man, I'm just kicking it. Mason,
are y'all done? Thank
you. Nah, what you gonna do today?
For destroying that letter. Pick up my clothes. I ain't gonna get my nails done.
See.
Why? What's up?
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday? These nuts.
Aw, shut up, nigga.
But I want to ask you one question. If I had some nuts hanging on the walls, what did I have, honey? I just, darling, you have some walnuts. She said, well, Daddy, if I had some nuts on my chest, would those be chestnuts? I said, hell yeah. She said, well, Daddy, if I had nuts under my chin, would those be chin nuts? I said, hell no, since you'd have a dick in your mouth.
Chicky check, microphone check, one.
Chicky check, microphone check, two.
Chicky check, microphone check, three.
Check game from the notorious Compton G.
Back with some shit that got the bump. As you pull up in the park, your pops your trunk. Just a faucet like a motherfucker clowning this shit. Got your dangers on your hoopty and your fly ass bitch. Throw off, show off, I'll take that home. If she proper, I'ma pop up, I hope hop up. It's back on track. With big money, big nuts, and a big fat chronic sack.
So dash, step up on they ass and give these motherfuckers a blast from the past.
Diggity dabs out of the cut with some shit that I wrote with my nigga D.R.E. So you know I must be dope, but rat tat tat tap that ass. Starting static with Drake, make way for the AK that I bring as I slang like Cappy. Not from Crisscross, but they call me Mac Daddy Hattie. Not known about the city I'm from. Long Beach, Tic Tac, grab your gap, watch your back, get right, come. Stomping in my khaki suit, BG from the hood, Ken from Eastwood. Goddamn, I ripped up, flipped up, and skipped up on top of things as they swing towards my ding-a-ling.
But could you raise up off his nuts? Cause Dr. Drizzy's about to raise that shit up. Chicky check,
microphone check, one.
Chicky check,
microphone check, two.
Chicky check,
microphone check, three.
You're tuned to the sounds of the D.R.E.
Now check me out, it's back to the old school, where the niggas get they scrap on. Don't nobody cap on, slap on some D.R.E. or some funky ass shit by the D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G. Real G's who drop keys, protect these N-U-T's, so nigga please. Keep
whip out my manuscript. You see that it's a must, I drop gangsta shit.
Yikes.
So recognize gang from the gangsta. Things will remain the same until I change them.
It's real easy to see, so you can check sounds from Nate D-O-double-G.
I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I can't be faded. I'm a nigga from the motherfucking street. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, blow for blow. Let me know if you think you can fake that, bro. I heard you wanna fuck with Dre. You picked the wrong motherfucking day. Here we go, toe to toe, blow for blow. Let me know if you think you can fake that, bro.
We'll be right back. realms of higher ruling. But the slug on my neck won't stop chewing.
Coming here.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know what they're going to do. I can only tell you this.
This past weekend on all of our television programs on TBS, you found out the fact that Rowdy Roddy Piper will be here tonight, live on this program, to answer the call from the WCW Championship Committee. If he wants it, he will get the title shot at Super Brawl 7 on February 23rd, live at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. Piper will be here tonight, and Hogan wasting no time coming out and getting center ring here, Larry.
Now, obviously, he's got something to say. We'll find out. But again, Piper will be here. And the $64,000 question is, what is Rowdy Roddy Piper going to say when he gets here? Let's see what Hogan has to say.
Okay, speaking on behalf of World Championship Wrestling, we certainly hope and pray that he says yes. As millions of fans will watch on this two-hour telecast tonight, one of the most important ever in the history of pro wrestling tonight.
And look at that. Look at Hogan defacing the Holy Grail. That's the super prize that Rowdy Roddy Piper can get his hands on, and that would crumble the New World Order. I don't care how much money trillionaire Ted has.
Well, you can't deny that he looks tremendous condition. Look at this.
You can't deny Piper put him to sleep, too.
Nope. Betty Bye, he went. You're right. There you see NWO fans abounding here. And Hogan's got the microphone.
Yep, get the shovels.
Let's get one thing straight around here. All you NWOites know that we're here on a mission from God. Number one, everywhere I go in Hollywood, California, from the Time Warner Turner deal I put together, from the German deal I'm putting together, and from the Ultimate Weapon in June that I'm putting together, everywhere I go, I hear that Rowdy Roddy Piper has been there, and Rowdy Roddy Piper has been dogging me. Well, let me tell you something. Hollywood, just like the rest of my worshipers out there, all you NWOites, you know that the WCW shot their mouth off and offered Rowdy Roddy Piper a title shot for my NWO belt. Where do they get off that? And the WCW also let the word out that Rowdy Roddy Piper, One Leg Pete, the crippled kid, was going to be here at Nitro tonight. So I talked with Trillionaire Ted, and I talked with Vince, and me being a man of honor, and me being a man of my word, I said, if Rowdy Roddy Piper is in Memphis, Tennessee tonight, that I would confront him because I'm tired of the lies, I'm tired of the backlash, and I want Rowdy Roddy Piper to admit that I'm the better man, that I beat him in the ring. And since he's going to be here tonight, I, Hollywood Hogan, will put the NWO title on the line. Yeah. And if Rowdy Roddy Piper has the guts enough to come out here, the moment I see Piper get in the building, the moment he arrives, Hollywood Hogan, I'm going to embarrass Piper all the way into the ring, put the NWO belt on the line, and then I'm gonna beat him right in the middle, just like I did the last time. So the way it goes is, no matter how you put it, Roddy Piper promised his three fans out there that he'd be here. So when he gets here, I'm going to crucify him, I'm going to put the title on the line, and I'm going to wrestle him right here on Monday Nitro, NWO style. Let the games begin.
You heard that, fans? Live as it happened from Hollywood Hulk Hogan. He said a very key thing there. The moment he arrives, when he gets here, he realizes Piper's not yet in the arena. And we'll be back live from Memphis, Tennessee after this.
I'll never prank. What is he? He's cutting himself a door, whoever it is. It might be Leatherface. Chainsaw Carl!
Seven.
Eight.
What?
We should hire.
Who are you talking about?
You heard me.
What was it? Kind of funny, don't you think?
Thank you.
University. Mr. McMahon has made The Rock his number one choice, his first choice for the Mr. McMahon's new SmackDown roster.
What an ungrateful Rock that was. I cannot believe it.
And now we'll find out who Ric Flair's number one pick for this broadcast, WWF Raw, will be.
Well, I can tell you one thing. My sources tell me it won't be The Rock.
Good job.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Despite my personal differences, I pick a man who is a cornerstone of the World Wrestling Federation. My number one draft pick for WWF Raw is The Undertaker.
The Undertaker?
The Undertaker?
Isn't he crazy?
Ric Flair's just picked The
Thank
Undertaker.
You.
Look at this!
Are we hearing this correctly?
No way.
Flair's lost his mind. Oh! Uh-oh.
Keep rolling, rolling.
Oh, no!
That certainly did not make The Undertaker very happy whatsoever. Certainly all the personal animosity that exists between Ric Flair and The Undertaker King is paramount. And now Flair has made The Undertaker the number one pick on Raw.
Uh-oh. Mr. McMahon.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe you hurt my feelings. What? You didn't pick me first. I cannot believe you didn't pick me first. I'm an Olympic gold medalist. I'm the best you have.
Kurt, I know who the hell you are. I mean, look, I mean, I can't believe that Ric Flair chose The Undertaker. That's what I'm saying. As far as you're concerned, hey, look, I threw Flair a swerve out there, okay? And he just threw one back at me. I'm gonna make it right there, all right?
What is this crap? You told me that this wouldn't happen. Did you or did you not tell me Flair would not pick me?
I told you. I don't have any idea what's in his head. I don't have a clue.
No, I want to know what you're going to do about it. Quite frankly, I
don't know what I'm going to do. I just know this, that in some way, I'm going to make this right. And you've got my word on it.
I got your word. This better be one time that you keep your word, if you know what I mean.
Tell it lies.
Somewhere in the jungle, you can hear the devil laughing.